Nate Reporter, there were a ton of FBI informants at the Capitol on January 6. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 10, 2022. A Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter allegedly claimed, there were a ton of FBI informants amongst the people at the Capitol on January 6, according to a video released by Project Veritas. Matthew Rosenberg is the New York Times' national security correspondent and co-author of The Next Big Lies, January 6 Was No Big Deal, or a Left-Wing Plot. In that article, New York Times reporters wrote that conservative outlet suggestions that the FBI planted agents to stir up the crowd is a false flag, instant rewriting of history, and a reimagining of January 6. However, Rosenberg contradicted his reporting when speaking to an undercover Project Veritas reporter. Rosenberg reportedly said the New York Times went and uncovered the fact that, like, there were a ton of FBI informants amongst the people who attacked the Capitol. He went on to explain how the Times is allegedly circumventing intelligence agencies' ban on officers speaking with reporters by reaching out and speaking with people who have recently left who are still talking to people on the inside, CIA, NSA, because people on the inside, CIA, NSA, cannot talk. Portions of the video released by Project Veritas reportedly show Rosenberg explaining how he got sucked into writing an article for the January 6 anniversary by his managing editor at the Times. Rosenberg spoke about a story he was working on at the time that Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe identified as the Next Big Lies report. The story I got sucked into doing is like, I work for I do investigative stuff. I usually do longer term things. But I'm like, I got back to work on Monday, and my managing editor had a great idea that he could have had a month ago. Cause he was like, we should really, me and a colleague had done like a very like long 7,000 word story last year in February about like kind of the big lie. About the Stop the Steal campaign, which was a very organized campaign. It wasn't like an organic thing. He's like, can we do like part two of that, like, what's going on a year since January 6th, kind of like memory holing it. Like, maybe it's no big deal. Yeah. We can do that. It's a little quick turnaround. So, that's what we've been doing the last few days. Rosenberg reportedly went on to explain how he believes the left overreacted to the January 6th Capitol riot, an event he said was fun. The left's overreaction, the left's reaction to it, January 6th, in some places, was so over the top. It was like, me and two other colleagues who were there, Jan 6th, who were outside and we were just having fun, Rosenberg said. Dude, come on, like, you, neat staff, we're not in any danger, on Jan 6, he added. The Project Veritas reporter questioned Rosenberg about his characterization of the day as fun, asking him, are you allowed to have that much fun on January 6? Aren't you supposed to be mourning? In response, Rosenberg called out the New York Times's younger reporters for presenting a false sense of danger and milking their trauma from being in the Capitol that day. I know, I'm supposed to be traumatized. But like all these colleagues who were in the Capitol building, and they're young and are like, oh my god, it was so scary. I'm like, fuck off, he said. Rosenberg noted that the Times is not the kind of workplace that would allow him to tell his younger colleagues to man up. It's the neat. Not the kind of place I can tell somebody to man up. But I kind of want to be like, dude, come on, like, you were not in any danger, he recounted. He went on to call out five of his co-workers at the Times by name for exaggerating their trauma. Rosenberg called New York Times reporters Zolan Cano Youngs, Adam Goldman, and Sabrina Tabernise fucking little dweebs who keep going on about their trauma. He added, shut the fuck up. Rosenberg then mentioned New York Times reporters Emily Cochran and Nick Fandos when the Project Veritas reporter asked which Times reporters wrote about their trauma. I don't know if they wrote about their trauma. This chick named Emily Cochran and this guy named Nick Fandos, who are both in their 20s. They cover Congress. So, like congressional reporters. Fucking bitches, Rosenberg reportedly said.